Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 16. Thank you for joining. I literally heard on the radio this morning that there is a bar in New York that apparently kicks people out for literally using the word literally. And I don't know that there's any differentiation with using the word correctly or not, but they apparently kick you out. You have 5 minutes once you've used it to finish your drink and leave. I thought that was interesting on a free speech level, but it's kind of humorous. Not that I'm taking the free speech thing too far. It just came to mind as, well, that's interesting. So it was funny that this came up because I just literally earlier this week heard somebody use the word literally very incorrectly. And the person who used it kind of surprised me, but it was, I don't remember the exact sentence, but it was definitely not used in the literal sense. It was used in the kind of minor hyperbolic sense. Like it was clearly untrue, but it was clearly like at the edge of untrue. And I should pay attention to how I use the word more. Certainly I know that there's, you know, some great comedy bits and various other things, and it comes up about using the word literally wrong. But I should pay attention to more how I use it, and maybe I, because it surprised me that this other person used it, maybe I don't use it very often. I think when I do use it, I use it wrong, but I use it in a sense to create intensity around the hyperbolic or the exaggeration that I'm trying to use it. So it's not, it's clear that I'm not, it's clear that what I'm saying isn't true, but it's emphasizing the intensity of the exaggeration that I'm trying to create. If I even use it that way, I need to pay more attention. I maybe don't use it very often because it does surprise me when other people use it and I catch it, or else I'm just completely oblivious to my incorrect usage of words. I don't know. I guess I'll pay more attention and find out. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting because I know it comes up a lot of people using this word so incorrectly and how annoying that is to many people. And I don't know if this was a statement by the people on the radio or a statement in the article that they were kind of questioning who does use the word. And they were, I guess, saying that millennials typically use the word more often. And the person who did say this earlier this week was a millennial. So maybe there's some truth to that. Anyway, not a very insightful thought for the day, but I just thought it was interesting that there's a bar in New York that will kick you out for using the word literally. And like I said, I'd be fascinated to know if you use it correctly, if you don't get kicked out, or if you do no matter what. They're just done with the word. It's overused. End of story. Don't know the answer to that. Have a wonderful morning, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.